I've been telling stories. I know Yoni always wants to hear my story of the week. So this time I'm going to tell a story that's not just my story to start off, but I think a lot of people have had this story where I was asked to go out to go shopping and get milk. And I went out to get – been there, done that? So I went out and got the milk – or sorry, I went out to the store to look for the milk. And I also saw some other things that I needed for Shabbos and a few other things I needed for Sunday. And I realized, you know, we could also use a little bit more of that. I haven't had broccoli in a while. Broccoli's pretty healthy. Ooh, it's expensive. Let me try something else. And then $100 later, I came home with everything I needed, except for the milk. Oh, the one thing I went out for, and I did not go out again. I should have, but that's not just my story, I guess, right? We've all been there, and I think, that's okay. I think that's okay because we're human. And humans, sometimes you go out to do one thing and then you get distracted and you don't do that thing, even if it's the main thing. What's strange is when an angel does that, right? When a malach, you had one job, right? So we know that there are malachim in this week's parsha. They visit Avram Avinu, and Rashi tells us, quoting Chazal, that the malachim have three malachim because they have three different jobs. Each one, literally, you have one job. So what's the job of Michael? One of the malachim is Michael. Michael's job is to tell Avram and Sarah about the good news. You're going to have a baby in a year from now. Wonderful. Mazel tov. Shav tov. Mazel. Okay. Gavriel is told he has the job of destroying Sodom. You're going to be destroying Sodom. You're going to enter Sodom and the other four cities and destroy them because they are horribly sinful. Okay. And then the third one is Raphael. Raphael is the malach who is going to use Raphael of Rafua of healing. He's the one who's being sent to heal Avraham from his, you know, to help him recover from his circumcision. And Chazal also points out that, well, Raphael also kind of has another job. Because there are two malachim that go down to Sodom, not just one. One of them is Gavriel, obviously, to destroy Sodom. And the other one is the one who's going to save Lot. He's Raphael. Raphael, who is the healer, he's the savior angel. So when he's done healing Avram, he can move on with the similar mission of saving Lot. So you have two malachim on their way to Sodom. After they stop by Avram's house, Michal wishes them a mazel tov about their son in a year, and then he leaves. And the other two angels, Gavriel and Raphael, head over to Sodom. And again, Gavriel's mission is to do what? Gavriel? Destroy Sodom. And Raphael's job is to heal Lot. To save Lot. To save Raphael. Once he gets to Sodom. So what that would mean is that when they get to Sodom, they're supposed to say, okay, we'll split up, we'll meet up later. I have to head over to the town square and uproot everything and turn over these towns, and you'll stop by Lot's house, right? Sounds good. That's what you would expect. That's not what it says in the text. What it says in the text is that, if you look at read the psukim, the two angels are walking through the town, and Lot runs up to greet them. And he says, hey, they passed by him, and Lot runs after them and says, hey, can you guys, what are you doing? We're going over here. Hey, come to my house. No, that's fine. We're going to sleep on the park bench over here. He's like, no, really, I insist. Vayiftsar bum, and he pressures them, and he insists, and, oh, come on, please. My wife cooked up a storm, a nice Jewish host. No, come, please. Stay by me. Have a meal by me. And they agree. But this is very strange. Wasn't Raphael's job, wasn't his one job, didn't he come to Sodom in the first place to save Lot? Yet he comes, and just like me, forgetting the milk, oh wow, you totally forgot. Right? Gavriel didn't turn to Raphael. Dude, you're supposed to, this is your job. Go. That's your mission. Go save Lot. That's what you're doing. I'm destroying the town. What? So why did he just bypass Lot, both of them just bypass Lot. They totally forgot what they're doing. A human can forget the milk. A human can forget the milk. A malach shouldn't forget the Lot. That shouldn't happen. And not only that, but not only did they pass by him, when Lot gave them the reminder and said, hey, come by me, something should have clicked in Raphael's head. That, oh, Taka, yeah, you're right. I forgot. I have to gut you. But even more than that, still, that wasn't enough, and he had to pressure them and insist until they would finally go over. So what's going on? You had one job, Raphael, after your first job. You had one more job, and what's going on? So perhaps the answer is that it was part of Lot's ability to be saved was Lot showing that he's different from everybody around him. That everybody in town is known for, and Chazal point out, they're known for being very selfish, being very stingy, not liking to host people. The exact opposite of the Midah of Avraham, which is so incredible about Avraham, that he's like the greatest host ever, and he prays on behalf of the people who are the antithesis of everything he lives and everything he believes in. But in order for Lot to be spared, to be separated and separated from this congregation, he had to demonstrate that he actually was different. And he had to show that he was someone who was a good host and insists and won't take no for an answer and makes sure that he'll go out there and save him. And that was a really big moment for Lot where he was being tested to see, is he going to stop Raphael? Raphael's not going to make it easy. Raphael's not going to say, let me stop by you. He's going to go out, and Lot had to be the one to go out of his way to do that chesed, and it could be that that's actually what saved him. Could be. They would have destroyed the town. Lot would have been gone. We know Chazal tells us it's the schus of Avram, it's the merit of Avram. So it could be just the merit of Avram alone, or it could be the merit of Avram, the fact that Avram taught Lot the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim, of taking in guests. And a takeaway from this would then be, you know, what you think is that you're doing a chesed for somebody else, right? Lot thinks he's doing a chesed, but he's not. Is it really Lot doing the chesed? Or are they doing a chesed for him by giving him the opportunity to save himself? Sometimes going out of your comfort zone a little bit and pushing a little bit more and a little bit extra effort, you have no idea how big that moment really is. In your eyes, it's just, no, it's just another guest, it's just another mitzvah. And how easy is it to say, okay, oh, you said no? You don't want to come? Okay, fine, great. You know, I had a show I wanted to watch anyway. Lot would have said that. But he didn't. Lot pushed and insisted. He felt that this was the right thing to do, and he didn't give up in that moment, and his life was spared. And this is Lot, who didn't always make the right decisions, as we know. But he took that opportunity that was in front of him, and that was a life-saving decision. And for us to think, you know, we never know about the about what which mitzvah it is and which chesed that you know, everything is zoomed in, zoning in on us in that moment. So we have to make sure we try to maximize and really take opportunities and push ourselves in every situation. Every time something's presented, an opportunity before us to do a mitzvah, to do something holy, to help somebody else, to do a chesed, to not do whatever, it's fine. To really try to maximize, because you never really know how important that chesed may be. We should be zocha to have many opportunities to do good, to do chesed, to connect, to do mitzvos, to push a little bit, to learn another night, to learn a little bit more, to help somebody else, and be zocha to see to be able to appreciate and reap the beautiful benefits of that. Amen.